Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, October 1st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 4 cents at 383, December wheat up a half a cent at 578.5, and November beans up 8 cents at 1031.5. We did have a sale this morning, 120,000 metric tons of beans to Egypt. I don't think that had much impact. But the weekly export numbers were all above the high-end guesses. Wheat at 506,000 metric tons, corn 2.03 million metric tons, and the beans at 2.59 million metric tons. Now, we didn't have a big reaction to that once they were announced at 7:30, but I think long-term it just goes to show you the demand continues. The Chinese were certainly buying corn and wheat, so I think that's positive. I think they continue to buy in here, and I still believe we can move higher. I think the bottom line for yesterday's reports is we've got smaller stocks. I think that's going to carry over into smaller carryouts on next Friday's report. And, you know, combine that with the Chinese coming back into the market next week, and I think we've got, you know, more upside potential in these markets. Now, we have to keep in mind that we've got harvest pressure coming in for the whole next month, really. Maybe not quite that long, maybe 3 weeks, because we're moving at a pretty good clip out here. But the fact of the matter is we're going to see some harvest pressure here for a while. So that'll keep a little bit of a lid on things. But I think the pros are going to be looking to buy breaks. If there's any problems in South America, we've really got a major market on our hands. Without it, we can continue as long as the Chinese continue to buy corn and beans out here. I'd love to see them buy some wheat as well. Now, the outside markets, we've got the dollar down 8 ticks. It's about 25 off its lows. We've got crude oil down $1.20 a barrel. That could bring in a little bit of selling pressure out here. But I think overall, you know, markets has the ability to rally. I think on the rallies, we'll see some hedging activity. On the breaks, we'll see the speculators come in and try to buy more. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.